This is 7AD and the Volunteer Emergency Service Awards. Nominations are being taken at the moment. To tell us more, Ron Jones. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Darren. How are you going, mate?
Going very well. Right, I ran into you in the street, Ulverston, the other day and said, gee, we'll have to have a yarn about the VESA Awards because nominations actually close, well, end of November, right?
Yep, the third Friday of the month, yeah.
Yeah. Last year's winner, Mark Lillico from the Tassie Fieries, works up at Ridgely, 36 years service, deserved winner. So tell us about the VESA Awards in general. For people who aren't aware, when did you start doing them?
Well, I started doing these awards back in 27 years ago on the sunny west coast of Tasmania.
Yep.
To recognise the volunteers on the west coast, because when I was down there volunteering, there was police, one paramedic, and the whole west coast was covered by volunteers.
Well, that area is still heavily reliant on volunteers, isn't it?
Very much so, like all our communities, and it's getting to a stage where we need to do more recruiting because they're all struggling to retain volunteers.
With the crazy weather we've been having over the last month, 6 weeks or so, it just highlights the importance of these people right around the state, because if they didn't do it, then things would get pretty bad pretty quickly.
Oh, for sure. No, we've got to thank them. They did an absolutely fantastic job between the wind, the storm damage, the floods. And now we're heading towards the fire season where there's going to be so much extra growth because the weather conditions, it's going to be relying so much more on our fantastic volunteers.
Yeah. So we've got nomination forms up on our website at 7ad.com.au. So for people who think, well, you know, I should nominate this person because they've done some great work volunteering over the last 12 months, with the applications, so how much information do you really need? A couple of paragraphs or a page or what?
Paragraphs actually highlighting the fantastic work that the volunteers done over their years of service, and any other relevant information where they also involved in other community activities, and also the person who's doing the nominations, if they could leave their contact details in case we want to talk to them about further details.
Yep. And then when do you announce the awards?
Oh, we try to do them as close as we can to the 5th of December,
okay,
which is the International Volunteer Day.
All right. And then the Northwest winner, do they still go on for the statewide PJ Parsi Award?
Yep. All the nominations go down to Hobart for the awards. And that's, I believe now, it's on the 25th of February.
Okay, right. We've had some really good winners over the last couple of years. I mentioned Mark Lillico from the Fieries at Burnie and Ridgely won last year. The year before that, we had Leonie Turner from Volunteer Marine Rescue at Ulverston. We've had John Mitchell from the Kentish SES. And that's just going back for the last 3 years. People that volunteer, they don't court publicity or recognition. They do it because they want to help their community. So it's up to others to nominate them so they can get some sort of recognition, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, Emil. They don't do it for the recognition. They do it to support their community and their fellow members within the team. And we've had individuals, we've had families, we've had teams, different groups like a fire brigade, SES unit, the volunteer ambulance personnel, Volunteer Marine Rescue, St John, the ambulance, all these fantastic members that are supporting our community.
So via our website and our radio station websites right across Tasmania, who are all involved, is there any other way people can put in a nomination? Or just via the radio stations?
Just via the radio stations.
Okay.
Your websites, and must thank you for doing the support of all our magnificent volunteers. And as mentioned before, since the inception on the West Coast, we've done over 70 awards and recognised over 200 fantastic volunteers since the inception, and it's absolutely brilliant job that the radio stations are doing.
Well, we're happy to continue doing it. Great to recognise people in our community. And well done to you, because without you, this really wouldn't happen. You're the backbone of it, and you continue to do so. Good on you. All right, so we'll just continue to point people to our website and get on board and nominate someone before the end of the month. Thanks a lot, Ron. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Darren. Have a great day.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, mate. Bye.
See ya.